Jen Shaw.
And I'm Kate O'Reilly. And you're listening to XOXO
JK,
a show about good stuff, real stuff, and funny stuff. All the stuff that happened this week, too. It's been a while, actually.
Oh, my God.
A little bit because I moved and you were making up and making out. Oh my God, it's funny. Making out.
We didn't talk to each other for 5 weeks so that we would have so many things to talk about right now. JK, we talked a lot, but we didn't record any of it. I wrote everything in a journal. I brought it along so we would have something to...
We'll just read it verbatim.
Yep.
No pressure.
Why doesn't he like me?
Why? 35
Why
times.
Hasn't he texted me yet?
I'm still writing that stuff and I'm in a pretty stable relationship.
Oh, girl.
Just FYI.
Not even get me started.
Okay. Never even goes away.
Oh, yes. Okay, so you moved.
We're going to talk about that a little bit. Yeah. We're going to talk about your job now that you've been in it for a while and how's it going. We're going to talk about 1 year practicing CrossFit and really just taking care of yourself.
Yep.
Spending time alone and like everything that comes along with that. And I don't know what do you remember what we were talking about when that came up as a topic for today?
Yes, you said that you spent the entire weekend alone.
Oh my gosh, after the intensity of packing, moving, and then we're remodeling. So I've been having every day at home when I'm working by myself, workers are here. And I could leave, but it's like I just because right. I have stuff so much to do at home right now, I can't like psych myself up to be out of the house just to avoid the workers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you're right. Yep. I remember.
But
now.
Alone time is an interesting thing because I think it when you become comfortable with that. Well, okay. There's this really cool video I saw, and I'm gonna find it so we can link to it.
I
but
like
it was
it.
Like it was like a YouTube video or something about how to be alone. And it was really cute.
Like
so,
if you're starting or it just was a
it was
fun
just
one.
Yeah, it was super cute. And
I like it.
And I think that if you're good with being alone, like there should be a balance, you know, between alone and togetherness. Like, of course.
Right. Like if you're alone too much, it can be.
Yeah. Like depressing and stuff. But I also think if you are okay with being alone, that's a really good thing. Like it shows that you're comfortable with yourself and it shows that you're. Like you are like friends with yourself. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like
yeah, it is an act of self-love. Yeah,
like you're in your own head or whatever. In the car, I find that I don't listen to music that much anymore in the car. Like I'll not actively. I just will get in the car. It will be silent and I'll just continue in the silence.
Right.
Even I drove 4.5 hours one way and back this weekend. And a lot of that I was listening to music, but a lot of it I also wasn't.
That's really good.
And
you are doing something. You're driving a car, right? Like you are actually, it feels like you're not when you do it a lot.
But like it used to be where I would have to like have every kind of distraction, you know, at any given, blasting music, like, just like.
Silence was really
just, like,
bad.
Like Coolio, just like kicking it in the with the bass.
Always Coolio.
But like Dangerous Minds, you know, California Love, whatever. No, JK.
Speaking of that, though, we should talk about that new radio station, too, that just came to the Twin Cities.
102.5.
Somebody tweeted today, this morning, when I was actually paying attention to Twitter, the timeline, which I haven't been. I've been very much in and out. It's not that I haven't been paying attention at all, but I mostly read the whole timeline.
Yeah.
And I love to. Like, I love that experience. But someone tweeted this morning, Anthony Ungaro.
I like him.
At Anthony Ungaro. Coincidentally, said
that's a good branding campaign right there.
He said, "What is your philosophy?" And he's very much into minimalism and has recently like purged his house of a lot of his belongings and things like that. So it struck me, and I thought, well, the first thing that came to my mind was, "I'm not here to suffer."
I love that,
and I know I will because we're humans, but that I don't need to like hold on to things that make me suffer or. Put up with stuff that that does, or
right.
Or just like jobs, like my whole philosophy surrounding how I, what I do for work, that that doesn't need to be
right.
a different person who's suffering all the time. And then I get off and I'm not suffering, or get off work. And so
get off somebody, sexual.
That's not suffering, right?
No, so, that is celebrating. And
so someone replied, Joel Zaslavsky replied and said, I have something similar. And then in quotes, I will enjoy silence, not suffer in it. The last time was the last time. And at first I read it and I was like, okay, dude. And then I read it again and I thought that is actually something. And it really goes along with what you were saying yeah. about being, you know, like creating silence instead of avoiding it,
mm-hmm.
which is sounds like what you used to do.
Yeah, like at home too. I don't even turn the television on. You know,
it's yeah,
like
yeah.
you just be quiet in the house, or I'll just, you know, put on some music and stuff. But it's like I'm okay with that. And I think like before that was really scary. You know, that was really scary to like I always had to have like somebody around or like doing something or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't want to be alone with myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now well, creating, I actually kind of like yeah. it, and I
Good.
Recharge that way. And yeah, I don't know. I think it's that's like a really good thing to do every once in a while. I mean, they talk about like extroverts and introverts, and that's really just about where you pull your energy from. If it's you pull your energy from being around people, or you pull your energy from being by yourself. And I used to think that I was a total extrovert, but in the last like 5 years, you know, I'll get to a point where I'm like, I need to not be around anybody. I don't want to see anyone or, you know, talk to anybody if I don't have that time built in.
Yeah.
Even if that's like, you know, going to the gym or whatever, like even though you're around other people, you're still doing it. Like you're still there for you or whatever. It's not like you're serving other people or having to entertain other people or whatever.
Right. It's sort of parallel.
Yeah. Parallel. And so I think that I am like, I like walk the line between the two because I pull energy from both of those places. I can't have one without the other.
Got it.
You know?
Like, yeah.
Like I'm good in both realms. But it's weird. I think people automatically assume, you know, that you're an extrovert or whatever.
And oh my gosh. Like, everyone assumes I'm an extrovert.
Yeah. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm good.
Well, and I don't think it's, I don't know. I think that's sort of like a, well, it's really a, you know, keyword right now, I think. And people are talking about a lot about introversion, extroversion. They have been for a while.
Yeah.
Or maybe I just have more access to people's conversations about those things.
No one cur. That's what I always want to say.
But it was. It was.
I'm like, cool. This is how you operate. Awesome. Thanks, BuzzFeed.
Right. Thanks, BuzzFeed. So I think that it is interesting that people that are introverts but have skills to, you know, like be in situations right. where they can be social, it doesn't mean that I get energy from it. And that's really what the difference between yep, extroversion totally. And introversion is.
Like you can enjoy it, but that doesn't mean that's like rejuvenating to you.
Right. Like yeah. after giving a public speaking or going to a wedding, I need a whole day off.
Yeah.
I need to be able to like go in and take a nap, go into a cave, read magazines and my papers alone mm-hmm. and or just have the choice to do whatever I want. And that's like I renew alone. 100%.
I found too, it's really hard for me to like schedule stuff sometimes. Like I'll be like, ooh.
Yeah, because you feel like you have a good idea of what your schedule yeah. looks like day to day.
I kind of just want to like see how I feel.
Yeah.
You know, like if people are like, let's do brunch on Sunday. And you're like, it's, let's just touch base Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Because like, if you I'm might hungry. Need to like not do that. And mm-hmm. I don't know. It's good to know what you.
Well, and I think that it really boils down to surrounding yourself with people who are cool with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And people that don't feel like you have to say yes.
If, oh, God. My best friend, who I'm pretty sure doesn't listen to this podcast. So, hi. She is the most scheduled person I know. And I think like that would make me crazy. Like, and she, you know, people think I'm super busy all the time. I'm not that busy.
I'm not either.
Like, I maybe portrayed that at some point in my life. Maybe I did. I don't know. But, like, My life is hilarious. It's like I go to work, I come home, pick up my dog. We go to the dog park. We drive to the gym. We come, go to the co-op on the way home, buy some food to make for dinner, go home, make dinner, take a shower. There, it's 9 o'clock. That's,
right.
That's like the whole, that's clockwork.
I think that sounds like a really great life.
Thanks. I like it. But like people are like, oh, you're so, I'm like,
I know.
I'm around anytime. You want to fit into any
I feel
of
like
stuff.
Every conversation like, is, yeah. is like a precursor is, I know how busy you are, but.
And I also think it's like a choice for how you spend your time too. You know, like to me, I like to do that stuff.
Maybe that's the differentiator.
I don't want to go to happy hour every goddamn day.
I'm really bad at happy
hour.
Yeah,
me too. Like once in a while, great. But it throws everything off.
Yeah. And you're like, you've just probably been with people.
Especially with coworker happy hour.
And then you like had to be social. And then there's liquor and snacks, like fried snacks. Mm-hmm. It is like a time bomb.
Nobody wants to hang out with the girl that orders some eggs at happy hour. Like nobody wants
eggs.
That.
What?
I would eat that.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of like cheese curds.
Right. Like I would order a salad with like chicken and walnuts or something and people would be like, okay.
Nachos.
Right.
So good.
But I find that it's hard to resist.
Yeah.
Because I'm likely going when I'm overextended.
Yep.
I hate driving and it's always the worst time of day to drive. And then I've got there, like I get there and it's like I've parked and probably was crabby during that process. And then I'm more likely to drink more, eat more.
Oh my God, for sure. And then you have two drinks and you're like, oh, let's just keep going. And then suddenly it's bar close on a Wednesday.
Speaking of drinking more, this second beer just kind of hit me.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. We're recording at night for the first time.
Yeah. Normally it's a sensible afternoon appointment.
It is. You know? Right. Yeah. It's like Birkenstock of podcast recording times. And tonight we're doing the...
I tried on a pair of Birkenstocks today.
Oh, they're great. Well, I wore them and I talked Kyle into buying a pair today.
I mean, I wore them in the 90s, but like I actually was at a shoe store and I was like, you know what?
I love this.
Was like, oh my God. Because like 2 years ago, I bought a new pair of Doc Martens because of course I have those from the 90s. I have no idea where they are.
Oh but my God, this makes me so happy.
Yeah, but I'm like, what? Who are you? Everything comes full circle. You're going to be an old lady baby. Because that's how that works. You get old and then become a baby again. Anyway, totally off topic, but I just had to...
See, I wore Birkenstocks pretty much the whole way through.
You never gave up on them.
Well, there was like a... Yeah. No, I mean, there was like 5 years there where I didn't have a pair, but then I went right back to them and I never go away.
So even in the winter, I used to wear them in the winter with the big thick wool socks.
Me too.
That was the person I was. I was like, it's Jen the Shaw, 90s.
Were you the same person?
It's the 90s, man. I'm wearing man clothes.
It's the 90s. It's like civil rights and stuff.
And I have only hemp jewelry.
Hemp?
Oh, yeah. I wore a...
Jen Shaw. Yeah.
I was not cute.
I very much dressed like the boyfriend I had at the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was very much like a common towel use situation.
There's
like
a character from a show called Happy Endings. Did you ever, the show isn't on the air anymore. But there was a whole episode, Penny, who was that one girl from Saturday Night Live that I don't remember her name, but I really liked her. But anyway, good story. There's a whole episode about how she takes on her boyfriend's interests and personalities, and so it shows her like dating all these different kinds of people. Like once she was dating a hipster and she was like,
yeah,
I don't care about anything,
right? Or, like, yeah,
it was just like she started to dress like every single guy that she was dating. It was really, really funny. We'll have to link to that. It was super
I mean, no matter how strong your identity is, you kind of you morph a little bit.
All right, well then really. Yeah, you probably do. You're right.
I don't know.
No, I think you do.
Well, and I don't think you're like opposite. You're like usually attracted to people that are polar opposites. Like if you're the hippie girl with hemp jewelry, like you're not dating the guy in the suit.
In Wall Street.
So it's usually not that far of a stretch. Yeah.
Is that why I'm so attracted to old skateboarders?
That's probably why.
No, I never was a skateboarder, but they're like my kryptonite. I'm like
really like surfer types.
No, not surfer skateboarders. Like, so not no puka shells here.
Right, like urban surfers.
Urban surfers.
I mean, that's what a skateboarder is.
Just like, I don't know what it is, but it's just like these, I don't know. Yeah. Huh. They're just usually pretty open-minded and like,
yeah. I got you.
Kind of don't really give a fuck a shit. They kind of don't care.
That's also a swear word.
Yeah. I just fixed it. They kind of don't care.
Amazing.
I mean, they care, but it's like about real stuff. I don't know. It seems like kind of the bullshit sort of.
Yeah. No, like. I think that they had to go. I mean, if you were a skateboarder in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like you had to deal with some stuff.
Right.
Like, so. Yep. You understand how, you know, how to deal. I mean, you were not oppressed. That's too strong of a word. But you were probably like picked on.
Judged.
Assaulted. And then like harassed by police. Got it kind of from all sides. Mm-hmm. So I get that. Like a little bit more of a, people that have been through hard things often are better people.
Yeah. Well, and they were usually kind of misfitty kids that, you know, didn't fit in anywhere else. And they joined up in skating and stuff. So I don't know why. I don't even know how we got to talk about this, but.
Oh, morphing into your partner?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, mostly.
So, okay. I'm going to show up in my Vision streetwear next time.
I had a Vision streetwear t-shirt.
I did too in fifth grade. Yep. But I used to wear it with my skinny Lee jeans.
Ooh,
they were tight, girl. Skinny jeans. And my red Converse All-Stars. Because, you know.
Yep.
That matched. Yeah, but
we talked about first concerts.
Oh, yeah.
I had a Vision streetwear t-shirt that I bought for the Poison concert.
Oh my God, so cool.
Night of my life.
What's that guy's name?
The drummer, Nikki Sixx?
Nope. The lead singer, Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels, yeah.
You know, he makes dog collars now.
Wow, he's gone the gamut.
Yeah, when I went to buy Louis a new collar, there was like, I took a picture of it. It's on my Instagram because I was like, ooh, good to see Brett Michaels is doing something.
Still in the game.
Yeah, he's relevant. Like, how do you make that jump? Anyway, I don't know. That's how my brain works. Like, these are the things I think about.
Yeah, I like it. I like your brain.
Thank you.
So we started talking about living or being alone.
Yes.
And because I was alone for the large part of the weekend after we moved. And it was so nice. Because it had been like that week, that month before you move is nonstop.
Crazy town.
Like, even if it's you're alone, you still like have to do stuff. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, you're so screwed on moving day. So it was nonstop. And then Kyle had a trip planned to Michigan with his buddies that could not have come at a better time. And it was like, I want to be around Kyle a lot. That's the reason he and I are together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never wanted to be around someone as much. And, you know, it's great.
Yep.
But I was so ready. So I watched like girl movies. I watched movies that, I don't know if you would I would describe them as girl movies. Just like movies that.
Like Mean Girls.
I would never even ask Kyle to watch with me.
Bridesmaids.
No, I actually watched. I watched.
An Affair to Remember.
New. Yes. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Muppets Take Manhattan.
Yep. Yep.
I'm just going to keep going.
Yep. You got it.
Debbie Does Dallas. What? No.
Didn't.
I have never seen that either.
I didn't do it. So I watched. 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh shit.
I was so so I had that was an appropriate response cuz I was just really curious. Like it was one of those things that was so people talked about it so much that I just had to see it myself. I got maybe 16 pages into the book and
I
was
read
like
the book either.
Oh hell no. Yeah. Like as a writer, I just couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't even.
If you went, I can't. I just cannot even.
Oh my God. It's time for football.
Oh my
fry. God. Louis just poked his head up Jen's dog and he's like, why are you using those voices?
I'm sorry, baby.
So,
wait a second. So, I want to know some of your thoughts about that real quick before we move on.
Because, sure, sure. But, so, spending time alone. So, I watched movies and that was one of them. I watched on the first night, I watched Wild with Reese Witherspoon.
I haven't seen that yet.
Which was good. And I like that story a lot. And it was pretty rough.
Did you read the book too?
I didn't. And then I watched 50 Shades of Grey the next night. I was just really curious. And I was halfway. No, like.
Did you watch it
in 30 minutes
in your bondage room? Or did you just watch it like on the couch?
I watched it on the couch because the bondage room is under remodel. Not for real. For real, you know.
I mean, okay. He's so hot. Like
he was very flat though.
Yeah.
He felt very flat. She has a lot of like the kind of like underlying like guilty pleasure charm of her mother, Melanie Griffith. You know how Melanie Griffith just has that thing like you can't help but like think she's pretty adorable?
Yeah.
And so
wasn't she in Working Girl?
I think so.
I think so too.
I couldn't like on demand could not come up with one thing she had been in, but I am aware of her existence.
Yeah.
So
and her
he
dad,
was
Don Johnson.
Her yeah, Miami he Vice. Was really he was really, really
he just is pretty to look at.
Yeah, but the, he was not a great like he didn't make me feel like that lip biting feeling. And he did not have exactly like the dialogue what, yeah. was awful. But he did not make me like I wasn't like push me up against a wall. Like I am quite literally
you're almost, talking my language.
Like every other gentleman I pretty much meet, like in one way or another, yeah. he's smart and funny. I'm like it's on. So, but he is not like that for me.
Yeah.
So I, the dialogue was terrible. I mean, terrible between them, but you could probably watch it on mute and like, it's pretty hot. Some
really?
Of it's pretty hot. Yeah. Some of it is. And she's really pretty. And then her roommate was cute and funny and good. Mm-hmm. They did a good job together, but I don't know. I mean, like my review is like, I mean, like you don't need to listen to the dialogue.
That is hilarious.
Essentially.
I saw it on demand and I was like,
did you?
Yeah. I mean, no, I mean, I didn't see it. It's listed. That's what I meant.
Oh, you saw it there. Yeah. So we're in the new house. So we have these like sheer curtains up in the living room and our television is currently in the living room. It'll be downstairs eventually, but
oh, everyone could see you or watch it.
I know. So, so we have like,
so we have
these shears up, and like I'm 20 minutes in, or 30 minutes in, or so, and I'm like, I think I need to finish this in my bedroom.
That is
so great. I have a TV in my bedroom, and it's like mounted on the wall, and it's for like when one kid wants to watch something, and the other one, you know, we like need to send somebody away. Essentially, and really it doesn't get used very much, but I went and I paused it on Apple TV and went and finished it in the other room because I
that
thought
so funny.
I am like
yeah.
1 week into this like, house
people are gonna think I'm yeah
when if you see that movie and don't you just see like bodies moving and stuff I thought oh my god I do not want that to be my first week
right
like living here. So,
oh my God, that's so funny.
It was really funny. I thought, I was folding laundry out here and there was laundry all over the couch. And I thought, I'm just going to quickly pack this up and move into the other room. It was like the first scene.
So whenever
she gets nude and I was just like, uh-oh.
Nick, and your TV is huge.
Yeah.
So it's like as someone who walks a dog in the neighborhood, like I notice all the people who don't have curtains.
Yeah.
And then I'm not trying to like look inside their house or anything, but it's like you kind of can't help it when it's at night. Dark
exactly
and like the lights are on it's like you just automatically
oh, that
look
was it got dark it was yep. at dusk
you just automatically look and then I like imagine like what their lives are inside the houses which maybe is weird I don't know
yeah
but
I don't want to be like I don't want a family to walk by
yeah
or
like
something.
I'd be like oh
yeah so
what's
I
putting over there
so I paused it and finished it in my bedroom and I was putting together an IKEA shelf we bought so I just put the IKEA shelf together on my bedroom instead of out here and it worked out fine but yeah so
you needed to take a break from the bondage to put the IKEA shelf together.
You know what something is like I never get the chance to just pick a movie and watch it
yeah
it's always like a thing like we do like this democratic process for movie night so it was really nice to do that
that's awesome
yeah I had a good time and then Monday I was ready
you like bring the people back into my life
yep it was good
that's
so speaking
good.
Of taking care of ourselves and
oh
doing
God.
Things.
Oh my God.
Tell me.
Oh my
You
God.
Just finished 52 weeks.
Yeah.
And you posted like some very dramatic side by sides.
Those are pretty crazy, huh?
Of yourself. They are because I've seen you enough where it's, I mean, I know you have changed because I look at old pictures.
It's hard to notice
and,
though. Like,
but it is when you see yep. someone every day, it's less noticeable. I think, I mean, you know that definitely there's differences. Like, I definitely notice it in your face and I mostly notice it in your spirit.
Yes.
But the like side by sides freaked me out.
I know. I remember I texted, I was like, can I show you something? Cause I was
yes,
making those
Sunday
pictures
night, yeah.
as I was preparing for that blog post. And I sent it to you in a text. I remember you texted me back in all caps. You just, and I can always imagine you saying it like Jen Shaw. I can totally hear you.
Yep. I say your first and last name when
which I love that. And and it's hard for me to like look at those two because I think like it's been a year and like I don't know. It's not even like that last I wrote a blog post at week 52 that is up on the gym website. And like I never once mentioned the weight loss. Like I think I alluded to it. Like it was like because I went linked back to like what my goals were when I first started. And it was like starting something and seeing it through. Which because I never would do that. I'd like get so far in something and then I'd be like, I'm good. Or like losing pant sizes. But it wasn't like about weight loss. It was just like, you know.
Well, like you read the line
different
between
way
like
to phrase it.
Regular stores and plus size stores. That's the hardest place
like,
to be.
Yeah. And then like kind of clearing my brain out a little bit of that like wanting to quit attitude, you know. And so looking at those goals and like where I was at 52 weeks later, I was like, oh my God, like I really like I'm doing that. And like a lot of people commented on it that I never once mentioned the weight loss. It was like about, you know, obviously the pictures are there, you can see that, but like it was about what I can do, not about what I've lost.
Yeah.
And I think that's huge, you know.
It is
like
huge.
It was like I went from doing this one thing in 10 minutes to doing it in 5 minutes and 4 to 4 seconds. Like that's
half the
time. Right. Or like, you know, running or like all the things like I never had tried before. And like instead of being like I can't do it to like I'll try it. You know, like these.
Oh my gosh. Even going. So I went once last week for a free class.
Which I love that you were there.
I loved it. Like I loved it so much. And really like the next day I was like, I can move that.
Yep.
I mean, really something that I would not
it
have considered.
It messes with your brain that way. It's like.
It's great.
It's pretty like badassery in that way because you never thought you could do this, like lifting these weights and, you know, these
or your body weight, lifting your body weight.
Lifting your body weight.
And I love the way it's like yoga in that nobody's good at it at all.
Right.
And so you can really be like, even as like a heavier person, you could be like great at something because just by your sheer weight, you can move.
Yes.
You could, you're stronger. Yes. That a skinny mini can't,
right?
Wouldn't be able to,
right?
And then like same with yoga, like it all depends on where you're flexible, and so that is my favorite kind of thing because it's it levels the playing ground, or the playing field, you know.
And no matter what you can and cannot do, there's always a scaled version. Like tonight, you know, I was there before I came here, and it was like there's three different workouts you can do. It's like scaled RX, which you know stands for like prescription or whatever, like kind of the median line. And then there's an RX plus, which is like if you want to push yourself even a little further. Well, I always partner a lot of the scaled and the RX together. I can't maybe do all RX yet because I can't do like pull-ups and stuff like that, but I could do pieces of it and I'll partner, you know. So it's totally I and there's no mirrors there, so you're not like watching yourself working out, you know. It's like you're just doing it. Just doing it. So, it's been great. And I'm going to become a coach. So I'm very excited about
That's
so
awesome.
I know, like a year ago, like who would ever thought that was the thing. So I'm getting certified in July and I've got a lot of work to do before then. But
so how will that work into your schedule, like your daily schedules?
Well, a lot of the classes are, you know, before work or after work and then Saturdays. And then I think they all rotate like a Sunday open gym and stuff. So, you know, just wherever I can fit in. There's always classes like 4:30, 5:30, 6:30. So, you know, teach.
I'm trying to figure out integrating it into my schedule right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I put a bunch of times that I know I could go and I'm seeing how it feels.
I love it.
Yeah. Because it's
great.
It's a lot for me because I can't go in the second part of the week, really.
Well, and when I started, you know, it was like 2 times a week is great. Times a week is great. And then eventually, you know, that will change. But like 2 times is a great starting
place. Just start, really, more than anything.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe the way it changed my brain about how I thought about what I could do with my body.
You're like, I'm capable. Like, that's the biggest thing, the self-perception. I just think that, Yeah. And it's just changed my brain so much. And I, you know, in the blog post I put up today, it was like, I have this new job. I mean, this is kind of a good segue into the next thing. I have this new job. I've been at, it's week six right now.
Is it? Wow.
Yeah. And I told my boss yesterday, I looked at him and I said, well, the honeymoon is over. Because I just was bombarded with a million things yesterday. And the learning curve is steep.
Yeah.
And, which is good. It's a totally new industry for me, textiles and fabrics, like industrial stuff that I'm like, I know advertising, but this industry is totally new to me.
Wow.
And managing a team of people. And so trying to figure out, and also selling. So trying to manage that fine line.
That's a lot.
And with a limited knowledge base of the industry.
Right.
It took its toll on me yesterday, and I was like thinking about, I was real stressed by the end of the day, and all I wanted to do was go to the gym because I needed to just get it
do
out.
Something
I
you
needed,
knew.
I needed to get it out. Like I needed to just pound it out.
Yeah.
And my workout wasn't great yesterday. And for a multitude of reasons, like I probably didn't eat that well. Yes. I actually didn't eat lunch because I was so busy. And so like that, plays into it. And then like the stress of work, and then I just got stuck in traffic, and then I got routed around because I tried to take a shortcut that ended up being a long way. And so I was just awful. Like my blood pressure, and I was like, I just need to get there and get this out. And it was great afterwards. And I came into work today and my coworker was like, how you look better today? And I was like, oh, I laughed, I was like, I'm so much better today. I just was a little overwhelmed or whatever, but like the reason why I even like stepped into this job and like pushed myself into this is because of all the things that I've learned that I can do, and like I never would have known that or even thought that I deserved
the principles.
That or that I was capable of that.
That's huge, Jen.
Yeah, it is. And I'm really grateful. And it's weird to think that like, some cardio and some weightlifting is going to make you feel that way. But it really
Well, there's
has.
So much that can come from your body, like being in your body and knowing what your body is capable of, like just as far as like fear is concerned.
Yes.
Yeah. It's huge. It's huge. How connected that is.
Yep.
I just took a part-time contract, this morning, that is straight writing.
That's so awesome.
And it's funny because I didn't really think about it until I was kind of in it and saying yes, but that's
change.
A weird rooted checkoff for me that I didn't really even know was there. Like just straight write, like being paid to well to
and a
just
kudos
write.
To you and your skill set, like it's like validating, someone thinks you're capable of doing that. Like someone think, I
proved that I was.
Yes. And like, that you are, but like, it's not that you're relying on other people's approval or whatever, but it feels pretty damn good when someone also sees that in you.
Yes.
And gives you the opportunity to do that. And that's one thing, like at this job, it's like people think I belong in this position. Like it's valued that I'm here and people think that this is where I should be.
Wow. And what a reverse situation from where you were.
God. Yes.
So, I mean, I can imagine that it could be really unsettling in a way. I mean, and in, the total opposite way, like this is amazing and thank you for believing me. But at the same time, like,
I'm like, what am I doing? I can't believe I just wrote a contract for someone's employment. I didn't know this was a thing I was going to have to do. I don't know this legal language. What is this? And
oh,
yeah.
Yeah. But that you have this backup, like I can do this, or this new message that's just replacing the message that was like, I'm not worthy of anything good. And I'm probably stuck in this job because I deserve to be. And so now you have this message that's just like, I can do that.
Right.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Well, congrats on 1 year and becoming a coach.
Thank you. And my new tattoo.
I know. So tell me, did you do the tattoo? Were you planning to do it after a year?
Yeah.
It's gorgeous, by the way.
Thank you. I was thinking about it like the last like 4 or 5 months probably. And I have two tattoos that I got, one when I was 18 and one when I was 19. And they're terrible. I hate them. They're on my lower back. They are there. Well, actually, they're kind of on my mid back because lower back was different in the 90s when the jeans waistline was higher.
Yeah.
Like a mom cut. So, which I guess is kind of back in right now. So that's good. But so I never, I always like hated them and I never, I've always kind of regretted that I got them.
Really?
So it's very weird that I would do this. But I also think that plays into if you like yourself and you like your body and you like things, like it just has changed my brain makeup so much. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I kind of wanted, and plus I just think like traditional tattoos are so beautiful. Like I just love.
I agree.
It's, I stare at people's, you know, work that they have and I'm always like, oh. And I think it kind of takes some balls to do something like that, you know, like. Put something on your body that is like in a place where people can see it. Like I totally wimped out with these two little pieces of crap on my back that are, you know, no one could see them unless I want them to, which was, is good. I'm glad that for those things I did that because I, no one needs to see this ugly four leaf clover that I thought was a really great idea in 1996. So,
right. There should be a minimum age for tattoos.
Yeah, I was like Bart Simpson or whatever. I don't have Bart Simpson, thank God. but I talked, well, I work out with Emily, Emily Robinson over at Minneapolis Tattoo. And so she has beautiful work, traditional work all over. And I was like, ah, I've been thinking about this. And, you know, and I didn't know that she was a tattoo artist when I was telling her. She goes, well, you know, I do, that's what I do. And I was like, what? So we had been talking for months and months. And then I was like, I kind of want to get something that like represents sort of this thing that I've been on like over the last year. Because mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, I've really kind of come into some self-love. And
you have changed.
Yeah.
In a
I used to be such an awful person to be around. I think like I really was like a downer, like negative and like, ugh. And scared. I remember people had said this to me where it was like, you're scared of everything. Because I'd be like, no, I don't want to. I'm scared. And I that just seems like so far away now. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, so she came up with this drawing for me. And it was because I kind of like birds. I don't like birds in real life. Birds creep me out in real life. Like,
but the symbolism.
Yeah. I'm like, if you're a dude and you have a bird as a pet, we're probably never going to go out on a date. Like, that's just, I can't.
Okay.
So
I don't think that's uncommon.
Yeah. So she drew a swallow for me, which you know, are symbols of love and freedom and loyalty, however you want to interpret that. A lot of times it's in, you know, relationships or wherever. I take that in reference to myself. Mm-hmm. And then there was, I was like, hey, maybe we should put like a little key or something in there, like because it's like I feel like I really have like kind of unlocked a lot of stuff that's good. So that's that's what that stands for.
You've definitely unpacked a lot.
Kind of feels dumb when I have to explain it, but I like it.
I think it's beautiful. I really like it. I love the way it turned out. My brother has two swallows on his chest.
I love that.
That sort of like face each other.
Yep.
It's beautiful.
Well, my mom saw it this weekend. She was like, ugh. I was like,
what is it with moms and tattoos?
I know. I was like, that's exactly what I wanted. Amen. Yeah. I purposely wore sleeveless shirts because I'm a 14-year-old child. Trapped right. in a 37 and a half year old body.
Well, there is something there knowing that your mom will disapprove or
totally. I love it.
And yeah,
that's the best.
That's a thing. And then,
yeah, and we're sitting in your new house right now.
We are. We are sitting in the living room of my new house. We will have a formal studio,
woo-woo.
Which, you know, we may or may not just continue to record on the couch because that's tradition now. But
it is.
Yeah, it feels like, we've
it's
always
comfortable.
Lived here. Mm-hmm. It's not even, there's a couple boxes around still and the art's not up. The art's in the corner. I was waiting for some other things to go up before we put the art up. And the basement is being completely remodeled, like tip to toe. And that's going on. Like those dudes have seen me in every item of like state
I liked
of being.
Your Facebook. Was that today?
Yesterday.
Or yesterday where you were like, I'm hiding in my bedroom. I'm not even wearing pants.
Nope. And they just know now, like they just holler, good morning, when they walk in.
So they just like walk right in?
Well, they kind of like, I leave the door open and we have a lockbox. So they were able, they're able to get in when I'm not here, if I'm not, but I work here. So I just pop the door open for them and they kind of like knock as they come in. like that kind of thing.
Are they attractive?
Yeah. Oh, they're really young.
I was like, maybe I'd just like stroll over one day and be like, hey.
They're like pups. Although I admittedly like have no idea how old anyone is.
Yeah, I'm bad at that too. I think everyone's 30-ish.
Yeah. Mid-30s. And by the way that one of them talks, I think one of them is a little bit younger than the other. But the one looks like Khal Drogo a little bit from Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And he's not like huge like him, but he has similar eyes and stuff. So
okay, let me just back up because you just called the character by name. And I'm like, I watch the show every week, but I only know.
Oh, girl, I only know his name.
Okay, well, which one is he?
So he was in the first season, and he was like the giant horseback riding.
Oh, that like
brown skin, ponytail.
Right.
That it was. He was married then to Khaleesi, the really white hair.
Oh, he was the king dude, like
the really hot one.
Oh my god, that they had a baby pregnancy. That one.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, he looks like him.
Well, he does. He like has a similar like dark hair and
shirtlessness.
They're not usually shirtless.
This is taking a turn. I am sorry, but I am in the height of my sexual prime right now. Okay. Like this is my
it's
life.
Fine.
Like,
we're very open here.
I am like a horny teenage boy. Like it is awful.
It's awesome.
Well,
I see what you mean though. When it's unsatisfied, it's awful.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I get you. So, anyway, yeah, no, they have seen me in my nightgowns, everything. Like,
okay,
and
wait.
I don't even care anymore. Like, I'm like, morning. Like, I'm sitting at the table in the thing, and I just have my coffee. And I mean, I'm not.
They must
it's
see
not
lots
inappropriate.
Of stuff.
Yeah, but
you're not like in a lace teddy. Like, hey, oh, this thing.
Something, something pipes. Something, something.
Did you guys? Oh. Did you bring?
I dropped my pencil.
Yeah, a pizza. What? I don't even know how this works.
No. They just show up every day at the same time, and then there's like two older guys that like one's the boss, and he's the one I know that I hired him. I've known him since junior high, and then he's got a business partner that comes, and he does more of like the framing stuff. And,
okay,
but they have been so great, and it's really nice to have like guys that you think are fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, trustworthy, and
they
check in and out every day, and we're going to lunch now, and
cute.
Yeah, it's been great, but I'm ready for them to be gone. Like, I'm ready to have my house fully back.
Oh my god, and you have always boxes like this, of stuff in the basement that you can't do anything with until it's done.
Right, and there's like a fine silt on everything.
Yeah.
Kind of nonstop, but I'm so thankful to be in Northeast, and we walk around the neighborhood, in this neighborhood, in Northeast, and we walk around the neighborhood like, it's just like beautiful gardens, and
it's funny. We're neighbors, like we live about six blocks apart.
Yep,
and it's six short blocks because it's basically that way and up a couple.
It's not the city blocks. Mm-mm. It's the number blocks. Yeah, yeah.
And I was walking my dog last night. I don't know, like around 9:30, 10 o'clock, his last pee of the night because he won't just go in the backyard. You have to leash him and take him on a walk. Which allows me to know where all the hot guys live in the neighborhood because everyone leaves their curtains open. I'll be like, okay, I know that there are two hot dudes that live two houses away from me. And so one of them leaves for work at 7:30 in the morning. So I may be tying my dog once.
Fantastic.
I am a grown woman. Anyway.
No, that's how shit gets done, Jen.
Yeah, it is. Yep. And then conveniently one of them let their dog escape as I was passing. I was like, oh, game on, mofo, game on.
Game on.
But no, I was walking around and it's so quiet. It's so quiet.
It's really like, quiet here.
And that's awesome. You know, I like kind of miss a little bit of city life. Like, you know, it can be almost, you know, we talk about being alone and stuff. I think about like in my head, you know, when I'm walking and stuff, like how quiet it is and how awesome it is and whatever. It's very family oriented around here. It's great.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not like nightlife Northeast, which is like down.
Yeah. But you don't have to go far. No, like you don't Central have to go Avenue far. And mm-hmm. you're like in the thick of it.
Yeah.
For I mean, sure. Even just like, different languages and all sorts of,
and I like that because you can come up here and like, you know, hang out. Like the the guy I've been having dates with, he lives in like busy part of Northeast, you know? And so like
they're closer to the river.
Yeah. So there's just like cars parked everywhere and like lots of people walking back and forth all the time, which is awesome in its own right too. But like, then it's like I live in like the Edina of Northeast, you know?
Right. Well, you know, they call St. Anthony the Polish Edina.
They do? Yeah. I've never heard that.
Yeah. Yep.
That's hilarious.
Yep. And so you were closer to that, like, you know, the suburban, the first.
Yeah, no, suburb. We totally are. And it's cool. I mean, there's lots of diversity here and I love it.
It is. It's very quiet.
Yeah.
It's suburban type quiet.
Yep.
I love it.
So welcome to the neighborhood. I'm sorry I didn't bring your welcome wagon basket.
Well, you better hop to it.
I will. I'm glad you're here, though.
We're loving it. Yeah, yeah. Thanks. We can't wait to have a housewarming and people over. And I got some new lawn furniture. We have this like kind of like it reminds me of my friend that lives in Brooklyn's backyard. Like we have this like courtyard.
It's awesome.
We have a full front grassy yard, and then we have this like courtyard backyard, which is could not be more suited for us. It's completely private. And you can walk out there and anything. And
not a lot of lawn maintenance, which is awesome.
I cannot see any neighbor's windows from the entire backside or sides of my house. It is insanely well placed for me because I am so, so private at home.
Yep.
And
when you watch 50 Shades of Grey.
Except when I watch explicit movies.
What was that even rated? R?
Yeah.
NC-17?
No, it was rated R. X. But... yeah, there were some
Did they
scenes.
Show the sex stuff? Like, was it like...
Yep.
I mean, but like legit? Or was it like...
No, like HBO. Everything... She was completely nude. You saw some...
Look at me asking gross questions.
No, it's fine. And then like a little like top of his...
pee-pee?
Yep. And then...
I can't say the word. I call it swimsuit area.
But I know. That was our first episode, I think.
I know.
We talked about that. But yeah, it was legitimately... Like, it was hot and good and satisfying. Like, I liked it.
Shit.
And so, except for that,
yeah,
I'm very private at home. And we do have curtains coming for the front windows. P.S. neighbors, if you're listening.
We should put a lawn sign in your front yard that says home of XOXOJK podcast.
We should. I love it.
Listen on Stitcher or iTunes or anywhere.
Don't listen. Yeah, don't go to Stitcher because we don't have Stitcher.
Don't go there.
So, should we do tweets of the week?
Yeah, you go.
Tweets
you
of
go.
The week. You know what's funny is that our my tweet of the week actually really fits into what we talked about a little bit earlier, and it's from Nora Borealis, who is our pal Nora Permort, and she said last week, one thing about having bad things happen to you is that you stop wasting time on stuff you don't like. What I want. You should too. And, you know, I wasn't on Twitter when I got divorced, which is, I mean, probably one of the worst things that's ever happened to me, even though I put it into motion. And so I replied to her immediately and say, I do. It's the best in like all caps because it just helps you sort things out. It's not immediate or anything. But once you're back from like that process and Nora's husband died and I'm not in any way comparing the two things. But it is a sorting. It's like the sorting hat
it's
in Harry Potter.
It's a relationship change. It's a life altering.
Yeah. Like who do you want to add back once you're done? And you know, I have gone through a lot of death in my life too. Like probably it's gotta be upwards in the upper teens of people that are close to me that have died. And it's like that, it does help you sort things out and it helps you reject things that are bullshit.
Right.
So it's a good thing. And, but boy, it's not when it's happening. But
she's wise.
Yeah. Well, she's had a lot of hard stuff happen to her. Like people that are wise have been through hard things. And boy, I you catch a lot of flack for like saying like, nope, I don't want to do that. Or people don't understand why you don't.
But you're probably a lot happier because I look at the people who are kind of martyry. You know, do the stuff just because I feel like I have to. Well,
they should.
That's your deal then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, within reason, obviously, like we all do things that we don't necessarily want to do sometimes just because they need to get done or, you know, there's an element of that. But
those things will come.
Right.
But if you, it's just like the thing, like surrounding yourself with people who will be like, yeah, call me Sunday morning. And if you're up for brunch, let's go. Like, and having that flexibility with the people that really know you and love you, like that's who you want in your life. And the people who you're like, ooh, I'm afraid she's going to be mad.
No.
Get rid of them
Before
something awful happens.
I don't think I've ever been. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like people are always like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, actually, you're doing me a favor. Like, this is great.
Yeah.
Now I have 2 hours of like.
Oh my God. I love when people cancel. Somebody said something about that the other day. I was like, you nailed it right there. Like an introvert's dream is to be invited to the party and then have it canceled 2 hours before it happens. And I was like, that is an introvert's dream.
That is so funny. All right. Well, mine comes from Jenny Johnson, who you know her. She's a comedian out of Houston, Texas. I think that she's the one who got into like an online argument with Chris Brown or something when the Rihanna stuff happened. That was
Jenny
her.
High five. Yeah. Jenny Johnson high five.
Yeah. And so this made me laugh out loud. Her tweet from yesterday was. Did you just read it? I think it's so funny. If you ever take a bus and you don't stare out the window and pretend you're escaping your abusive mother, you're doing it all wrong. That just made me laugh because I was like,
you can be whoever you want to on
that.
The bus.
Like, amen to that, girl.
Love it.
I love her.
Yeah, she's funny.
She's got a lot of great athletic shoes, which is inspiring to me as a woman, a fan of athletic shoes. Yeah, I follow her on Instagram too. She posts a lot of pictures of her casual athletic shoe wear, a lot of high tops. I'm a high top fan because, like I said, I'm a teenager.
Very cool. We'll have to share her Instagram feed. I'd like to see that.
Yep. Word.
Cool.
We did it.
We did do it, Jen.
Oh my God. It was like no time had even passed except 47 minutes.
Right. Was 47?
No, I just made that number up.
Nice.
But, Well, we should wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
I mean, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us today. You're the best.
You are.
Aw.
This is Jen, and you can find me at jenshell.com.
Where, Jen? Where?
On the internet, on the world wide webs, or on the Twitter at jenshell.
And this is Kate, and you can find me at clever-kate.com or on Twitter.
I knew you were going to do that in an English accent. I knew it.
Wow.
I don't know how. I just was like, she's going to do it in an English accent.
At Clever Kate.
Clever Kate.
One guy listened to an interview I did and he was like, you're not British? Like, had followed me on Twitter for two or three years.
Really?
And then was all caps, you're not British. Thought I was British the whole time.
That is funny.
Was reading my tweets that way. And I was like, oh my God, dude, I'm so.
Can I tell you one funny thing that happened at work yesterday?
I've ever been more disappointed in myself and not being from a totally British. Different country.
Color you.
You can find this podcast at mathishard.net or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Not Stitcher.
Including iTunes. XOXO.
JK.